Can I interview you?
Yes. The two of us.
Okay,
roll.
Hold on.
His name is Disco. My name is Rob.
Let's do it this way. So our
I'm going to take a watch out of your store. We'll see.
I do not mind.
Okay, come on into us. Don't
yeah,
on.
That's
okay.
It. That's does not bite.
Okay.
And I'm going to just put my headphones on.
Sure.
All right. Check, 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 check. And I'm rolling. Disco, you rolling? Give me your full name.
Sharla Fadul is my full name.
And Sharla, spell your last name for me.
Fadoul.
You own, what's the name of the business here?
Tennis Shoe Warehouse.
Tennis Shoe Warehouse. And we're on the corner of Fleet and Broadway.
What's your first name? I'm sorry.
Sharla. Charla.
Okay. All right. Sharla, your reaction to what happened this morning, and then there was a fire not too long ago just up the street here.
Yeah, my reaction to, well, actually, I'm really getting frustrated because there's so many fires down here. I mean, first it was the supermarket, and now the liquor store. All around us, there's all these three-alarm fires, and it's getting really scary down here.
Were you here this morning? I don't know if you were here early, but...
I wasn't here this morning, but I heard about the fire, and I was coming to work at the Tennis Shoe Warehouse, and I was so scared that it might be my building. Who knows what's going on? So they said on the corner of Fleet and Broadway, there's a three-alarm fire, and we're right here on the corner of Fleet and Broadway. So I didn't know if it was electrical. All these buildings are kind of old, so it's scary that, you know, anything can just spark off and cause the whole building to burn down.
And just refresh my memory, the fire at the supermarket was how long ago? Do you remember?
The fire at the supermarket was about, like, 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. And it caused so many of the businesses down here to lose so much business. It's so horrible because there were so many people coming down for the supermarket. And it was very busy down here. And then when the supermarket left, you know, a lot of our customers left. And we want them to come back, and we need our businesses to survive out here. It's very important to us, and that's why we've been here for so long. We've been here over 20 years at the Tennis Shoe Warehouse, and we really love our customers, and we want them to all come back, but we want it to be a safe place for everybody.
When you hear a fire truck or a fire alarm now, what do you think?
Every time I hear a fire truck or a fire alarm, it gets me so mortified and scared. I think, are these people okay? Is anyone hurt? Is the building going to collapse? I mean, there's just so many things goes on in your mind. And you are living off this income to make a business and survive for your family. And it's tough times these days. So you want to keep going. And it's just that you get so scared with these three alarm fires going off. That was a little bit.
You were terrific. You were terrific, Sharla. Sharla, you were wonderful. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks.
Pleasure meeting you.
I will. I want you to stand right here. Let me get a picture. You can just be talking with Rob.
Okay.
All right. So yeah. All right. I'll stay here. I can stay here. All right.
Yeah. We do a little.
Sharla, you guys have been around here 20 years.
20 years. Yes.
What do you think? You have fires, two major fires in the last 3 months, and then there was another fire further down earlier this year as well, further down in Fells Point. What do you think of all this?
It's just too scary hearing all these fires in this downtown Baltimore City. But the fire department is doing a wonderful job, and they're controlling the fires, and people aren't getting hurt, which is most important. But we want to keep these historic areas historic and beautiful. And we want our beautiful customers to come on down all the time.
Sharla Fadul owns the Tennis Shoe Warehouse. We're going to get a shot of the store there. Thank you, dear. Appreciate
it. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Come on down to the Tennis Shoe Warehouse.
Okay. All right.